Welcome to the Tools of Awakening classes. And we are in class number 3 of the breath. We have conducted a couple of classes in which we talk about the importance and the how of breathing. We have given a simple practice, which is we call the nostril awareness, where it's a very basic tool. And last week, we also touched on the abdominal breathing, which is sort of the extension of nostril breathing. And today we're going to go on to explain a little bit why this is good for you. Like, if we do this, how will it affect you? And again, these classes are intended to be short, simple, and bite-sized so that you can just use them as you go. So it's not overwhelming, something that you like a great thing that you have to learn. It's like you learn this short practice, you go about your day, and our hope is that you, through learning these practices, can increase your awareness and move through your life in a less reactive and more conscious and peaceful way. So that is our intention for this. And yeah, so when you think about this, like if I asked you, Abdi, why should I practice this breathing? Like, what is it going to do for me? And like, it's almost like break it down, like simple.
So we never breathe, first of all. So yeah. The first thing that it brings you is to actually just bring oxygen into your system. So just that's a good. Simple thing. You don't breathe, you die. You start breathing, you live. Yeah. Half joking though, most people do not breathe. Most people breathe very shallow, very thoracically, but most importantly, very unconsciously. So you're sort of doing two things here. One is you're bringing awareness into the moment. So when you do your nostril breathing, when you put attention on the tip of your nostrils, you bring oxygen in and out. You're taking this attention that's just sort of free-floating for most of us in anxiety and ungrounded consciousness. You're actually grounding it. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing, what we worked with yesterday, so is deepen this into awareness of the abdomen. Most of us hold our abdomen. We tighten our abdomen. These are all reflexes that are both anxiety reflexes and also unconsciously lead to more anxiety. So part of what we're offering here is a tool you can use in your daily life to ground yourself through awareness. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about last time again, relaxation is a byproduct of attention. Mm-hmm. If one is not paying attention, the mind's flowing everywhere. The body actually goes into a stress response. It's an evolutionary lag. And if you're paying attention, and this is two ways that you can ground the attention, the body actually goes into the relaxation mode. So it was lovely what you said about not being reactive. Reactive is when we're not present, when consciousness is not grounded in something. That's reactivity. And you become more grounded and not be reactive when you're actually more in your physical body. And one of the benefits of that is just feeling better. You actually feel better.
I mean, right? That's the basic. Yes. You're going to feel better.
Yes.
Right? It's like the simple stuff. But I was thinking about when you were talking about, you know, that somehow, like, I think that this might be too complicated, but but this idea that we modulate our emotions with breathing and that somehow we start doing that at a young age, and that somehow, because it's not, we don't know that that's what we're doing. We just do it subconsciously. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I guess that word, I'm from Sweden, so oxymoron. It's like so, because it's really the opposite that we should be doing. It's correct. Like when we have emotions, we shut down and become stagnant and hold our breath. Mm-hmm. And if we actually have emotions and felt them and breathe through them, we would start that healthy processing of emotions, which we don't.
And the wonderful thing
is so like mind blowing in a way.
It is. I guess for me, as someone who's been a clinician for a long time, I see it every day. So not only is it not mind blowing, it's unfortunately something that I just expect, depending on the level of trauma someone has endured, the less they breathe. And so, part of the gift of this thing is to actually allow the emotions to come up slowly, right? This is just a gentle practice. There's some very intense breath practices can bring up tons of emotions really quickly. Yeah. This is just a gentle way in. It's a wonderful way to see it. And it's also a nice way to check in to see how you're feeling. For a lot of us, we're actually not aware of our emotional state because we're constantly in our head. meaning we're thinking all the time. And the thinking all the time and the breathing technique that we're discussing can't coexist all the time. Because when you actually drop on a breathing, then automatically it slows down the incessant thinking, which is also a reaction to stress.
Yeah, and the I would say most of us don't know that there is a break from the incessant thinking. We just think that that's how we're supposed to be. And I think that that's the sort of, like, if I were to say, this is why you should do this, it's like, well, you would get pause from your mind that's always on.
Correct.
And a pause from your tension in your shoulders that's always there. And then I think that, like, also, we're always running on this autopilot. So if we want to step away from that, the breathing is like the easiest way to actually get there. Because I think about that, like, meditation is a little hard. It's a little harder to do in the long run, right? But if you want to, like, have a quick fix kind
that's
of thing.
Wonderful. That's actually very true and very wonderful.
Because that's what I've discovered through my own, like, journey in this last few years with breath, because it was the last thing for me. Like, I just, you know, didn't want to do it because I have to feel and stuff.
Yeah, because you have to. Well, that's exactly it. So one of the big things about the meditation is no one wants to feel. But
yeah,
we've talked about this, right? Three things we do with the emotional body. One is repress it. One is act it out. Neither of those things are actually feeling it. The feeling it is just sitting with is actually, it's a practice one has to develop. It's a muscle one has to develop. And by the way, you pointed to something very important here. You know, pretty much everyone that you touch, for me as a body worker, their shoulders are just literally like steel. And the reason for that is, to your point, the shallow breathing that we do, which is not breathing fully, uses the wrong muscles, because you're supposed to use your diaphragm. That's an elephant compared to these shoulder muscles, the traps, which are actually little mice. These little mice are trying to lift this huge organ, as opposed to the elephant just actually pulling it down. So that's an interesting thing too. Yeah. A lot of shoulder and neck pain is a big thing. So just learning to use the elephant, which is a diaphragm, the muscle below your lungs, to pull the lungs down as opposed to lift the lungs up, it's a profound thing as well.
I love that. Mice and elephant. So we're going to practice. And then we're going to talk a little bit more, and then we'll do another more extended practice thing. The first practice will be nostril awareness only, and the second practice will be nostril awareness with the abdominal awareness. And we'll talk about a little bit what the difference is or how it will benefit you. So close your eyes. And just put attention to the back of your neck and your shoulders, and speak to this part of your body and just say, relax. Breathing, dropping your shoulders. And the same thing here, by the attention that we put on our shoulders, we can affect this area and sort of teach it to relax. And then gently moving your attention to the tip of your nose. Just beginning here by feeling the colder air as it comes in through the nostrils. And the warmer air as it exits from the nostrils. In. And out. gently feeling the wave of the breath as it comes in. As it comes out. And here, just this awareness of where is my mind now? And hopefully it is quiet. Because we are focusing on the breath. Again, just attention on the tip of the nose. Coming in. Moving out. Slowly open your eyes. I think the question that I would ask, and I believe that this, it's almost as important as the practice of breathing, is again, just taking a moment and saying, what is my state right now? Like, I just noticed that I started talking and my shoulders actually went up. Mm-hmm. But also, as Abdi says, if you're focused on your breath, there is no mind chatter, because they're polar opposites, right? Like if you have attention on the breathing, the mind is quiet. So just having like a moment of awareness on these things will also set, like plant its seeds within you that this is a good thing for me. We talked about that, like as a gift or an appointment with yourself. Yourself will be grateful for taking a break from your mind.
It's a kinesthetic awareness that's actually quite delicious. So we forget, because we're so connected to this incessant thinking, we forget how delicious it is to be in the body. Part of this is actually just feels good, right? The relaxation feels good. But mm-hmm. we're such strangers to it because we never do it. So there's also a kinesthetic sensation that when we drop in, this constant thinking is exhausting. It's just exhausting. That it's never examined, so we don't realize how exhausting it is, right? It's like being around that person that's doesn't stop talking, and then 2 hours later, they're still talking. Like, oh man, I can't wait to get away from this. Well, the way we get away from it is just stop paying attention to it, put the attention somewhere else.
Yeah, I remember I had a friend of my husband who, after I went to a meditation retreat, I was talking about the space in the mind that you can receive from meditation. And he's like, well, who would I be without my thoughts?
Wow, that's amazing. That's a real thing, right? That's a real thing. So we really identify with the false self, right? As opposed to the real self.
And yeah, because we think that's who we is.
Yeah, because like, we don't stop. It's never examined, right? We have these moments of looking at something beautiful or nature, moments, and then we go back to blah, 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 blah. So we don't realize that this thing isn't actually who we are.
Yeah, it's like my thoughts are my identity.
Yeah. So what we just did with you was taking the attention to one place. Let's not just do it what we discussed last session, where we actually put the attention in two places, which is kind of a false way of saying it is simultaneous, which is the attention is on the tip of the nostrils when we breathe in and out, the cold coming in, the warm coming out, and simultaneously a relaxation of the abdomen. As we go in, actually the breathing gets relaxed through the lower lobes of the lung, which we would call abdominal breathing. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you actually don't have lungs in your belly, so it's not your belly. It's just your belly goes out when the lower lobes of the lung get filled. Mm-hmm. So let's close our eyes and really let the air out. And as you breathe in, attention on the tip of your nostrils. Cool air coming in, and simultaneously your belly relaxing, your stomach coming out, and tip of your nose, warm air coming out, and your belly contracting, dispelling exhale air. Tip of your nose. Warm air. Belly contracting. Tip of your nose. Cool air. Belly extending. One more. And open your eyes.
Love that.
And the body automatically drops in, right? It's like amazing how it's a reset, even with three breaths. So again, this is not some long thing you have to do. 5 breaths, 10 breaths. It's a reset. It's quite a quick reset.
Yeah. So I guess that's what the what we're asking. Just take a minute and practice one of these. And as I mentioned last week, we're gonna make the meditation practices as standalone recordings so that you can just access them, and they'll be not more than a couple of minutes. So, you know, I hope you can find those minutes to give yourself that gift. And I think that's all the time we have for today. So I'm Pranila Burke, here with my friend Abdia Sadi, and we hope you enjoyed this class, and we'll see you next week again.
Thank you. See you later.